Another edition of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent and Dr. Michelle Eller from Sylacauga City Schools. Dr. Eller, this week we are featuring more fine arts. We've been doing this for the last week. We're going to continue along here as the month goes on. This week we have Mr. Jacob Callahan, the Director of Choir at Sylacauga City Schools. I know choir holds a near and dear place to your heart. Yes. And, you know, this is one of the aspects of fine arts that I think is when I think of choir, I think about something being polished sounding, polished looking, kind of regal and elegant. But at the same time, there's other types of choir. There's show choir. You know, there's different elements. So the focus this week, what do you think about it?
So one, I'm excited about it. Yeah. Of course, I've got a background with choral music, and it's definitely has a special place in my heart. But I really see how we are allowing our students to express themselves, one, which we know the arts does, but also the arts provides discipline. You know, when you think about the choral music, you think about the breathing techniques, you think about the notes, you think about the sound that you want to resonate. You think about the parts. You know, each person plays a part, just like with band, you know, each instrument plays a part. Well, with choral music, you've got your bass, you've got your treble, you've got your sopranos, you've got your altos, you've got your second sopranos, which is what I am. The older I got, the lower I sing.
Okay.
So, you know, who knows, I might be, alto by the end of the day. But you have all that, and all of that comes together to make that beautiful sound that you hear at the end. And so you think about the discipline, you think about the teamwork, you think about some of our students, this is something that they can be successful in. Not everybody's, you know, good academically.
Sure.
But there's also a strong correlation with the arts and academics. So if you cultivate that left side of the brain that we know is that creative side, you see the benefits academically. You know, you can look back and track and see that your higher performing students academically have some kind of involvement in some sort of the arts.
Yes.
I mean, research is there. It clearly shows it. And so to me, what we're able to do with choral music, you know, and once again, no one funds the arts. We don't get foundational units to cover our arts teachers. So this is a commitment that our district has made. This is our commitment our board has made, our city has made, that says arts are important to us and we want to keep that funding there so that you can keep providing these opportunities for students. I've worked in districts where the arts did not exist. There was band because there was football.
Sure.
But that was it.
Yeah.
There were no other arts that were offered to our students. So the fact that we're able to do this for hours is absolutely amazing.
And you've got a good man in charge.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
Impressive guy. Jacob Callahan. Tell us about yourself. How long have you been here and where did you come from? Tell us about your quick backstory really quick.
So quick backstory is I'm from Jacksonville, Alabama, and I graduated from JSU, also went to Gadsden State Community College. Fun fact, when we were talking about funding, all I could think of was for these kids and for our students is that the arts also allow so many scholarship pathways as well. And so those who may not be able to fund or receive certain things, they can also go to school and obtain those scholarships. But this for me is my third year at Sylacauga City Schools with Sylacauga High School and Nichols Austin Middle School. We do 6 through 12, and boy, is it a fun time.
I was just going to say, you've got the ones who are probably just learning this, who have never taken, you know, and never sang a note before, maybe.
Right.
And then you've got the ones who are obviously more polished, I guess, if you will, to use that word again, you know, as juniors and seniors. So you have a gamut runs wide in terms of what you're seeing. How do you, as a teacher, as a coach, and as a mentor, formulate those students to be what you want them to be?
We start them young. Essentially on that. And keeping them to where they are always engaged, doing something that is different. Like right now, something that we have been working through at the middle school level is working through singing part music, like two part. And now we're even venturing into three part music, which is something new for the city school system for us to do. Also, and not trying to short us out on this one, but we do a lot of sight reading as well. And that creates that discipline and formulates, yes, like, hey, here's how we're moving. Here's how we're working through things. And here's where we're going to go. By the time they get to the high school is when we start to really worry about shaping sound. And don't get me wrong, we worry about vowel placement and all that stuff too, but really shaping and mending that sound and making that craft now art. And, but we create art every day in the classroom, and we have a good time through it all. Yes, sir.
It's really impressive. I mean, when you listen to, and I think we said this last week with Samuel, right. If you don't say that there's anything, if you say that there's something not to do in Sylacauga or around this area, you right. are gravely mistaken.
Correct.
There's always something to do. You need to go out and you need to listen to Sylacauga's choir, especially under his direction. It's fantastic.
Well, I was telling him a minute ago, so our director of transportation that we've had on here before, Ward King, mm-hmm. had the opportunity to drive them to one of their competitions. And when he was in school, he actually went to school here in the area and went to graduated from Childersburg High School. There were no arts such as that. There wasn't choral music. And so it was his first experience, one, going to a show choir competition and then just being around choral music students. And he could not say enough wonderful things about the students, their performance, their behavior. Just was so amazed with what they do. So I know he's a fan now. And I'm sure he's recruited some others to come watch their concerts and their events. He was just blown away with the talent.
And we are a fan of our transportation department as well. Thank them for taking us. But I was going to talk on show choir, if that's okay.
Yes.
So Sylacauga's Signature, it is a high energy competitive show choir. We have 20 members right now. We also have 4 band members, which Mr. Childs is also one of our band members. He plays keys for us. And so is Miss Peterson, who is at the middle school. Now, our theme this year is very country based. It's really fun, very high energy. And we have a little bit of Hank Williams Jr., some Big and Rich, some from Hee Haw, if you remember that show from back in the day.
That's an old show. That's an old show.
One of my dad's favorites.
Yeah.
That's who my dad told me as well to pull from there. Yeah. And then we did some from Annie Get Your Gun, some Patsy Cline, some mm-hmm. Jody Messina, some Kenny Loggins, you know, so a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Even some Ariana Grande, but
okay. That's
a whole nother venture. but these students have worked on this show since September, and we've had choreography clinics. We've gotten to work with Miss Emily Green and Mr. Ryan Lindsay. And then after that, we also were able to work with another team with Mr. Tyler Henderson to get our arrangements and obtain those and create this show that's now taken life and it breathes its own breath. So some good things about the show is that we went to Homewood South Central Classic this past year, came in as grand champs of our division, small mix division.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And we won best overall effect, best choreography, and best vocals. Now at Auburn Show Choir Showdown, where Mr. Ward was with us, we came in as first runner up, but we were just points away, just like some were 1 point away, some were like 2 or 3. And I was man, but these students put on a show.
I love it.
And they left everything on that stage. Very proud of them. Now, also, we have the Enterprise Southland Show Choir Classic. It is this weekend on March 15th, and we perform at 10 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there any more local shows?
Yes.
That people can go to.
Now, we do have the spring concert on April 22nd.
Yeah.
That should be at 6:30. Mm-hmm. From there, that's going to have your Nichols Lawson students and also all of our concert choir and show choir students will come together and they'll perform. We'll have some highlights from our show choir set. Then we'll also do stuff from our classical side of our set, which is we have some Hebrew going on, some Erev Shoshanim, and then also at the middle school, they're bringing some language into it
as
awesome.
Well. That's awesome.
Yes, sir. We're doing Jean Tadamoulin, which is I Hear the Windmill.
Okay.
And then also they're doing a Spanish version of Remember Me from Coco.
Wow.
So seeing that we're also bringing in developing in a culture of language and also just bringing that English element as well. But it's a good time.
I love it. That's awesome. It's so exciting to just hear about that.
Middle school.
Really neat. I know. That's so cool.
Yes.
That is so cool. Really quick, before we wrap up, what's the vibe? What do the students think about being a part of the show choir when they're doing these types of shows?
that it is energetic. It's a lot, and it's so much fun that we would love to have so many more people involved, and we want everybody there. So it's a great time.
It's got to make you feel good about being in your
and
position.
And they can always use the support. So I'm going to put a plug in. Mm-hmm. You know, all of those things cost money to get choreography done, music rights. The costumes themselves are quite pricey. Sure. Transportation costs to go to the, you know, show choir events and competitions. So there's always room for others to come alongside and assist us financially if they would like to. We won't definitely not turn that away.
And where would people do that?
So all donations are welcome. You just, if you would like to write a check or if you would like to give cash, just let me know at jacob.callahan@scsboe.org. Or if you're writing a check, make that out to Silicaga City Schools and in parentheses put choir.
Easy enough.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I can't wait to see what you guys put on the stage this year. It's going to be, I know, phenomenal. It sounds like it's going to be incredible. Best of luck.
Thank you
to
so
you,
much.
Especially with the upcoming competition. And congratulations on everything.
I would definitely be remiss if I didn't mention the work that Lindsay Shavers does for us at the elementary level, introducing our students both to choral music and instrumental music starting at the pre-K. I think we're seeing a lot of those dividends in Jacob's program as well. So by the time they get to the middle school, they've had that exposure. And if you have not been able to come out and watch an elementary program, I highly, highly encourage it.
And they're so good.
Yes, they are very good. And so I know that they've got an event next time at Indian Valley. She's this semester at Indian Valley. I'll get you that date as well of their next performance.
I love it. I love it. The little ones, I know, they take such great pride in what they do.
Yes.
I love that. Well, cool. Congratulations on everything.
Well, thank you so much.
And looking forward to, absolutely, and looking forward to so many great things happening here in the future. And another fine art next week.
Yes, we're going to look at theater.
I can't wait. Week. That's right in your wheelhouse. Yes. I love it.
Yes.
Midweek Minute with the Superintendent. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.